In California, Governor Gavin Newsom is facing a recall election later this year, and there are already several Republicans lined up to replace him, including transgender activist and reality TV star Caitlyn Jenner. It's only the second time a recall of a California governor has been put on the ballot. Scott Schaefer of member station KQED reports on some hard lessons Democrats learned from the first one in 2003 when Governor Gray Davis was kicked out of office.
In July of 2003, California's top election official, Kevin Shelley, made a somber announcement.
As California's Secretary of State, it is my duty today to certify the first recall election of a governor in California history.
In California, there are two questions on a recall ballot. The first, should the governor be recalled, yes or no? And second, if the governor is recalled, who should the new governor be? Waiting in the wings that year, one candidate towered over the rest.
I'm going to run for governor.
On The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, action movie star Arnold Schwarzenegger announced he was in. Republican operative Sean Walsh was there.
It was just a perfect Hollywood type of campaign event that happens once in a generation, and he was the right person at the right time to capitalize on it.
Then, like now, one question loomed large for Democrats who opposed the recall. Should a prominent Democrat get into the race as a backup? You know, in case Davis is recalled, just to make sure a Democrat wasn't replaced with a Republican. Cruz Bustamante was the Democratic lieutenant governor at the time. At first, Bustamante said he would not run in the recall. How sure was he?
Absolutely, absolutely, 100%.
But Bustamante soon changed his mind.
I'm here to tell everyone to vote no on the recall and yes on Bustamante.
Gary South was Gray Davis's campaign consultant.
And so to say no on recall, yes on Bustamante was oxymoronic to the average voter, and people didn't get what it meant.
But as Bustamante saw it, he was trying to be a kind of insurance policy for Democrats.
I decided to run in this race in order to protect the state against the kind of politics that I believed Arnold would bring to the state.
While some Democrats fumed when Bustamante got in, GOP consultant Sean Walsh says Team Schwarzenegger had a very different reaction.
High fives, low fives, toasts, tequila shots, rum raisin ice cream. It was a party all the way around if you were a Republican.
At the time, Gray Davis was enormously unpopular, with approval ratings in the 20s, so beating the recall was always going to be a tough climb. But Gary South says by jumping in, Bustamante caused even more problems for Davis. For one, it upended the message that the recall was a Republican plot, and some voters saw it as a way to replace the disliked Davis with the first Latino governor.
So Arnold was clearly our biggest problem, but Bustamante was a close second.
The lieutenant governor did get endorsements from some congressional Democrats and campaign cash from organized labor. But Bustamante, a Central Valley Democrat, had a hard time raising money and was no match for the star power of Schwarzenegger.
I knew what the consequences would be. If I lost, it may shorten my career. And I made the decision to run despite that.
Looking back, Bustamante says his decision to run was selfless.
I was taking one for the team.
But the team sure didn't appreciate it. Not only was Davis recalled, but Bustamante finished with 31% of the vote, far behind the winner.
Thank you very much to all the people of California for giving me this great trust.
3 years later, Bustamante, who was still lieutenant governor at the time, ran for state insurance commissioner, losing to a novice Republican, making him the last incumbent Democrat to lose a statewide election.
I have no regrets. So whatever came after that isn't good or bad. It just is. I'm very at peace with all of that.
With another recall heading for the ballot, Newsom's advisors are circling the wagons to make sure no other Democrat jumps in. But at least one is rumored to be thinking about it, former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. For Here and Now, I'm Scott Schaefer.